This is Mouse World Radio.
Radio 1!
Bringing the world to your world. This is Walt Disney World Today Live. Call 407-278-5WDW to get on the show. That's 407-278-5939. And now, your host, Matt Hochberg.
It's Sunday, March 25th, 2007, and this is live show number 12 of Walt Disney World Today. I'm your host, Matt Hochberg of MGMStudios.org, and we're on another live show. We thank everyone for coming over here. Our first, let's go around and talk about the people on our show, and that's starting with someone who promised we would be nice to, Len Testa, co-author of The Unofficial Guide to Walt Disney World. Welcome, Len.
How's it going, Matt? And may the sun never melt the snow on your igloo.
Very nice, Len.
Don's looking at me like, which one of us is on the medication?
And also on the show tonight is Mike Scopa of MousePlanet.com. Welcome, Mike.
You know, any wish is possible. All it takes is a little courage to set it free.
I'm so suppressing the urge to sing right now.
Actually, I said that wrong.
Well, where's it from, Len?
Actually, let me go ahead, Len.
I thought it was from Wishes, but I could be wrong.
You got it.
All right.
There you go. And working the show, as always, is Mike Newell. Mike, only one problem so far. We're only 90 seconds into it, so.
You guys are so picky.
And also on the show tonight is Deb Wills of All Ears Net, which is online at allearsnet.com. And Deb is also raising money for her annual Avon Walk for Breast Cancer. So if you'd like to support Deb, we'll have a link to Deb's site to donate on our own WWT website. Welcome to the show, Deb.
Hi, everybody. How you doing?
We're doing great. We're very excited to have the lovely Deb on.
Thank you.
thanks for coming on. And
I'm excited to be here.
Well, that's good. And it's our live show.
That's one of us. Oh, well.
Yeah, one of us. Yeah, someone's excited. You know the drill. If you want to call in, you call 407-278-5939 and give us a call. The number, again, is at our website in case you're a little slow on that. We also have our chat going again. So if you'd like to drop into the chat, we'd love to have you in there. We already have, 17 people in there, so we're off to a good start. We're looking forward to seeing a lot of people in there. You know, Deb's in there. I'm in there. I think Scopa got in there also. Len,
maybe? Not yet.
Not yet. Len's making his way in there. You know, he's got to. He's got to walk down the red carpet.
He's late for the shows exactly. Too. So there's nothing.
He's late. So 407-278-5939, and give us a call. We'll put you through. You know, and this time Deb is staying for the full 2 hours. We've had Deb on before, a couple of live shows ago. I forget which one it was, Deb. It has been a while. And Deb is going to be here for the entire time.
Yay.
So you can call in. And, you know, if you've got questions for Deb, that's great. That means the rest of us can take the night off. But you know, if you've got other questions, you know, we'll answer them all for you. So, you know, feel free to call in and ask Deb all your wonderful questions. We have our first question. Hi, who are we speaking with?
You speak with Wayne.
Hey, Wayne, where are you from?
I'm out here in Las Vegas.
Viva Las Vegas!
I knew it. Wayne's never heard that before.
I had a question for you about the Disney Vacation Club. I was planning Disney later in October, and I was thinking about staying at one of the Vacation Club properties. And I'm curious if it's better to, I know you can make a reservation as if you were staying at any other property, or if it would be better to, I guess I heard about renting points from current owners. And I was wondering if that's possible, if that's a cheap way to do it, and if so, what's the best way to do that?
Well, it depends. First of all, I don't know that I'd pay rack rate cash price for the room. I would perhaps, there's sometimes an annual pass discount. Sometimes they just have the rooms discounted if it's value season. So I would check that first. Renting points is a more economical way to go about it. If you are on a community that has message boards, each of them usually have a DVC forum where people will announce if they're renting points, and then there are a couple larger sites that actually have DVC point rental boards that you can go to.
Okay, any suggested sites or to start with?
Len, you've rented from the DIS boards, haven't you? Points off
yeah.
There?
Yeah, they've got some pretty specific requirements in terms of how to post requests and how to sell points. So make sure that you you follow their commandments. It's like a sixth grade English teacher out there. But, you know, you got to have the right words in the heading and you use the right words in the posting. But yeah, it's pretty straightforward. And I would use something like PayPal or some other service that allows you to go into arbitration if things don't work out. That's an additional security step.
Does the owner typically make the reservation for you, or do
right.
you make it yourself? Okay.
Yeah. So I mean, so the one downside is you know, you're sending a lot of money to someone you've never met before.
Sure.
But yeah. So typically, what happens is you send a deposit. I mean, for me, it's been anywhere from 10 to 25% of the total cost of the reservation. You send it up, then they make the reservation. They send you all the paperwork, and then it's in your name. And then usually 30 to 60 days out, you send the balance remaining.
And I take it that once you probably make that transaction, you're pretty much locked in. Either you go that time period, or you probably got all of your money then.
You know, I've never had to change anything. Is anyone else?
I think it depends what you decide with the person you're renting the points from. Like, I just rented points to a friend of mine, and then it became iffy whether they were going to be able to go or not. And I said, you know what, as long as you let me know by X date, then I can get all the points back, and it's still early enough in what's my use year so that I could still use them later on or rent them to someone else. So that's really more on an individual basis. If you're dealing with a complete stranger, chances are it's probably going to be a once you make final payment, that's it kind of thing.
Yeah. Is that something you should do like 6 months out, or can you wait till 8 months, like a month before you go to start trying to find points or make a difference?
Here's the thing. If you're going during one of the crowded times of the year, you're better off making the reservation as early as possible. Like if you're going during Christmas, I'd start now. Mm-hmm. Because you get a month out and no one's going to have points, especially for MouseFest. Yeah, like last year, I was looking for a one-bedroom suite for MouseFest, and I waited until November to do it. Forget about it. I mean, you can't find anything.
A lot of it depends on the type of accommodations you're looking for, whether want a studio or a one- or two-bedroom, and also the location as well as the time of year. For instance, the Epcot resorts are very hard to come by during food and wine. They've also become harder to come by during the month of December. So my advice would be to start looking as early as possible, especially if there's a particular resort you really want to stay at.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Great show, guys.
Thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
Thank you.
We got one call out of the way. That's great. We're off to a great start. 407-278-5939. Give us a call, and we will put you through. You know, we've already got a lot of people, again, in the chat room, so it's really, you know, if you're listening to it, whether you're planning on calling it or not, it's a great opportunity to come in and chat with us. While we're waiting for our next call, which sounds very good, by the way, Newell, everyone in the chat room is reporting good audio quality now, so doing well. Mike Scopa, you've got an article coming out next week, right, on Friday?
This Friday, Matt, I will be devoting my article to Tiki Man Steve Seifert and his Tiki Fest event coming this July. So suggest that if anyone's interested in knowing a little bit more about what's going to happen, that they take a visit over to Mouse Planet this Friday, and they'll see some information on that.
It cool. sounds like a fun event. Are you going, Mike?
As of right now, I would say no, but things this could change.
I'm going. Let's go. Let's all go.
We've got another caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Jennifer from Nebraska.
Hey, Jennifer. What can we do for you tonight?
Hey, well, we are doing a really crazy thing of going down over Easter.
Woo!
Yeah, but we decided to, you know, go for Easter, and that way both of our mothers were disappointed that the grandchildren weren't
awesome.
Around.
Awesome, yes.
Exactly.
Very strategic, yes. Oh, smart,
exactly.
Jennifer.
We're doing this for selfish reasons.
Well, I mean, one mother-in-law and what other would have been disappointed no matter what, right? Just because.
Exactly. One lives in Illinois, one lives in Nebraska, so automatically one's going to be upset.
Oh, and I'm sure you blame the idea on the other spouse, right? Mom, I'd love to go, but...
And on the kids, you know, well, the only time they can leave school is over Easter weekend trip, so...
It's not us, it's the damn school board, I understand.
Exactly,
yeah,
right. It's that damn school board that we have to deal with.
There's a clean rating, oh well.
I was going to find out, I know that Magic Kingdom is going to absolutely be off limits Easter Sunday. There's no way we're going to go in there because it's going to be crazy.
Right.
Do you know about any of the other parks? Animal Kingdom, MGM, if one of those would be better?
I mean,
one would maybe have events, you know, Easter Bunny hopping around or anything along those lines?
I mean, the usual advice we give is Epcot on, you know, crowded days, only because it's twice the size of the other parks.
Right.
And, okay.
Yeah, that's on Thursday. We're actually going to be down there for the first day of the Flower and Garden Festival.
Nice.
So on Thursday, that is our Epcot day.
Great. Okay, so Thursday you're going to the Thursday the 5th?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to be down there from the 2nd to the 10th.
We were actually recommending both Epcot and the Animal Kingdom on Easter Sunday.
Okay.
And the reason for that is that Animal Kingdom has extra magic hours on the Saturday and the Monday. So,
oh, okay. I didn't even take that into account when I was looking at it.
So Epcot, obviously, we recommend because of its size. Animal Kingdom might be sort of the sleeper park. The one downside for that is that if there's any crowds at all, it's obviously a smaller park. Are you going to be able... where are you staying, Jennifer, when you go?
Scopa Towers.
Are you really? Excellent. So So you could get there relatively early.
Right. Well, in fact, we're eating breakfast with Mickey Mouse, so at Chef Mickey's.
On Sunday the 8th?
Yeah. That was one of the things the kids asked to do. We did Princess Castle lunch last year, and this year the son begged no more princesses. So we're doing Mickey for him.
What time's your reservation for breakfast?
8:30.
Okay, so you're not going to be able to get to a park by 9 when it opens. Yeah, do Epcot.
Epcot? Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Have a great time.
407-278-5939. Hey Deb, why don't you, I mentioned it in the beginning of the intro of the podcast, your annual Avon Walk for Breast Cancer. Tell our listeners a little bit about that and what your goal is this year. What are you shooting for?
Okay. Every year for the last, I guess since 2001, I've participated in the Washington DC Avon Walk for Breast Cancer. And it started as a 3-day event. It's now a 2-day event to raise funds and awareness for breast cancer. As a 20-plus, almost 21 years now, survivor, the cause obviously is very near and dear to me. I've met folks through the Disney Internet community who have become breast cancer survivors, who have unfortunately passed from breast cancer. And so I've really taken it upon myself to really champion this cause, so to speak. I'm really fortunate because our All Ears newsletter hits so many readers. We have over 82,000 subscribers. And what better way to raise awareness for a very, very terrible disease that most people think afflicts only women, but there are also many men breast cancer patients out there, and also to raise funds. Last year, I was blown out of the water by all the support folks gave me. I raised over $24,000. This year, I set my goal at $25,000, and I'm very honored and pleased to announce that I'm now at $27,000, about $600,000. And folks have just been incredibly generous. We accept donations of any size, and don't think that maybe your $5 or $10 donation doesn't make a difference, because it does. And the outpouring has just been fantastic. The event is the first weekend in May, and I have been going to a lot of fundraisers locally here in Washington, D.C., meeting some folks who are actually fighting the disease right now, and you get to talk to people and share stories. It's a very, very emotional, but a very, very worthwhile cause. And if you have an Avon breast cancer event in your area, even if you can't go and do the walk or crew or participate in any formal way, if you can find out where the trail's going to be, maybe where some of the cheering stations are, just spend an hour out of the weekend and go out with your kids or your spouse or whoever, your dog, it doesn't matter, and cheer the walkers on, because that just gets the adrenaline flowing. And when you're walking 26 miles in one day, you need all the adrenaline shots you can get.
Exactly.
Okay,
that's
be
great.
Quiet now.
Yeah, it's a great cause, Deb. And everyone over here has, supported you both financially and morally. So it's a great thing that you're a great cause that you're supporting. And, we thank you for, everything you do for that.
Well, thank you. You all have been most supportive, as has been the Disney community. It's very humbling to see all the support that comes out. It's just really wonderful.
Thank you. I want to say that we've already had someone in the chat room reported that their wife called into the show and already came back to the husband and said, "Len says,
great."
You know, sorry. Of course, that's what we all say.
Yeah, exactly.
407-278-5939. The phone lines are open. Hey Deb, what's new on the All Ears Net website?
On the All Ears New website, we just put up this weekend pictures of the new Riverside Mill fast food court at Port Orleans Riverside, which has reopened. And from what I can tell in the pictures, it looks pretty cool. Definitely upscaled a little bit. New floor, new everything, new counters. Food is from what I understand about what the food court food is like. So that's brand new on the site. Let me see what else. We have all kinds of things. Right now, we've got renovated pictures of the Wilderness Lodge rooms. We've got pictures from the Animal Kingdom Lodge Villa demo rooms that are over at Saratoga Springs. We have description of a couple new programs that are starting. There's a kids program that's going to be opening up to all kids now called the Bush Club, which goes on for several hours in the afternoon over at Animal Kingdom Lodge, and sounds like a really fun experience. So we're just trying to stay on top of all the news that's going on. And we're working behind the scenes on a couple new features that we hope to announce in the next couple months that hopefully everyone will be as excited about as we are.
That's great. There's always something. You have to go to the website, you know, and just check what's new on your website, Deb, because there's just so much information over there.
Well, and as one of the earlier callers said, Flower and Garden is going to be starting soon with the new pirate and princess theme, so that'll be kind of exciting to see this year. The Grand Fiesta Tour with the Three Caballeros will be opening soon. So there's a lot of stuff going on. Monsters, Inc., Laugh Floor has soft opened now.
Yep. It'll
be interesting to hear if any of our listeners have seen one of the soft opening shows and what you all think.
Well, we've got one of our listeners on there. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Janine.
Hi, Janine. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Good. Where are you calling from?
From California, the other coast.
The other coast.
All right.
What can we do for you tonight?
Well, so we are Disneyland veterans that have only been to Disney World once and before we had children. And I have a guest with disabilities question. Our son has type 1 diabetes. And we are planning to go in July when it's nice and hot and humid, which will cause his numbers, of course, to go up and down quite a bit. And I've heard a lot about the guest assistance card, but I'm a little confused about people say, well, just tell them what you need, and they will mark it on the card. And there must be some categories of assistance that I should be telling them about, but I haven't heard what those are.
Well, a lot of it depends on what accommodations you are looking for. Now, touring Disney World is much like touring Disneyland, so you're familiar with the theme park and the attractions and the lay of the land, so to speak. Some of the things that a guest assistance card can do is perhaps provide an alternate entrance. If you can't wait out in the sun or the heat is something that would be a real issue for you due to whatever problems, they can, in some attractions, provide an alternate entrance. The key, I actually have type 1 diabetes myself, and hopefully you know that the first aid stations will store the insulin for you if you need that stored. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. I've heard that, yeah.
There's never been a problem bringing supplies in through security. I've never had anybody even stop me and say, what is this? You know, they seem to be well aware of pens and syringes and insulin and such. If you need to bring special snacks in, there's no problem with that. Anything, like I said, you need refrigerated, the first aid station can help you out with. Test is my best advice, as I'm sure you know. Bathrooms aren't always the best place to test, but I have found that there's usually benches somewhere where you can just sort of sit on the end and you're out of the way and you can just test. That's not been a problem for me. Or, of course, you can go back to the first aid station. The baby care centers, they're all, I think, now tied to the first aid stations, but if they happen to be in two separate places, you can certainly go in there. But back to the guest assistance card, what kinds of things are you looking for special assistance with?
Really, the only thing that I would be concerned about is when at Disneyland and wound up not using it, if we happen to hit a particularly long line in the sun where, you know, we're concerned that he would go low while waiting, if there was even an alternate place he could wait, would be okay. You know, while the rest of us waited in line, I just don't know how to, you know, get a six-year-old back up to the front of the line with us.
Sure. Just go into guest relations and explain to them that you'd like a card for alternate entrance, that your son can't stand out in the sun for any length of time if the attraction line is long, and a lot of the attractions will have an alternate entrance. They might tell you to get a fast pass. Sometimes they do that. But there are also some places that will offer you someplace inside in the air conditioning to wait.
Okay, that sounds great. Now, do you know, typically, do I have to bring a doctor's note or anything like that to prove to them our case?
You do not. Some people feel more comfortable bringing a doctor's note, but it's certainly not necessary. And I've been told that because of HIPAA now, the cast members aren't even allowed to read those notes. But for what you're talking about, just go and explain the situation, and there should be no problem. If you get one of the 1% of cast members who don't seem to get what your situation is, just ask to speak to someone else.
Okay, terrific. Well, you've been very helpful. Thank you very much.
Have a great time.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jean. Go ahead.
I should also use the opportunity to plug my own book, Passporters Walt Disney World for Your Special Needs, which Deb Coma and I co-wrote. We are actually knee-deep in the midst of our second edition rewrite at this time, and the new book will be out sometime early fall. But we're very excited about it, and for Janine, who just called, and anyone else who has any kind of special challenge, not just someone who might be in a wheelchair, but if you have attention deficit disorder, autism, blind hearing impairments, chronic fatigue, we really run the gamut of over 24 special needs and challenges. We've designed the book for you to make your vacation as easy and comfortable as possible.
Great. You know, it's and we'll have a link to that in the show notes. We've got a caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Hey, it's Chris from Tampa calling.
Hey, Chris. How are you?
Hey, Chris.
How are you guys doing?
Outstanding.
Good. I was just, no questions, just calling to say thanks for the podcast, and you've probably got 100 questions or emails from you, so just calling to say hi.
Well, thanks for calling in, Chris.
Yeah, enjoy the show. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You know, and what Chris did is a perfect example of, you know, what anyone can do, and you can just call in and, you know, say hi. Nothing wrong with that. And 407-278-5939. You know, phone lines are open, and you can call in right now, ask questions. You know, if you've got a special needs question, Deb is the perfect person to talk to about this. So this is a great night to call in and ask your special needs question. So if you've got anything from, you know, we talked about diabetes, but perhaps you've got a size question. You know,
the heartbreak of psoriasis. I mean, it could be anything, right? It could be.
All right, then.
Wait, is that one of the surprises that you're covering in the next edition of the book that I didn't?
I'm keeping it a secret.
All right.
Nice. 407-278-5939, and we'll be taking some more calls.
Actually, one of the things we're doing with this next edition, I think it's all right to say this, a lot of the feedback we got after the first edition had come out was people wanted some more personal information from other travelers who have gone to Disney World. So we're doing some, I don't know what we're going to end up calling them, but like up close and personals, where we highlight about a half dozen or so individuals who travel to Walt Disney World with a variety of special challenges and needs. So we're pretty excited about that. They sound, they've come up really good, and we've got a lot of other new features in the book that I think will be very helpful for folks.
Cool. 407-278-5939. If you have any Scopa questions, this is a good day to call in. Scopa has many, you know, people ask Scopa lots of questions. Pop Century questions. What else? What do you usually get at Scopa? We'll ask two questions.
I get.
Hello.
Oh, hold that thought, Scopa. We've got an anxious caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Phil.
Hey, Phil, where are you from?
I got my cell phone, and I'm from Chicago.
Chicago, okay. And what can we do for you tonight?
My question is, is there? I know you talked about the last show about the new exhibit at the end of Epcot, Spaceship Earth. Any word on the refurbishment that could be happening there, like in regards to the track or
the
or whatever they call it?
Right. Anyone have any information on the upcoming rehab over there for Spaceship Earth?
The last thing I heard about it was that it would open sometime during the summer, late spring, early summer, which is about, we're into spring now, so hopefully within the next couple months.
Yeah.
The post-ride area, Deb?
Right. That's what I was referring to.
Right. The track, as far as the track goes, we can go back to talk about how they were thinking about putting in that new attraction called Time Racers, but the engineering studies showed that the track is very much part of the integrity of the entire structure, so they really have to be very, very careful if they do anything with that. My feeling is that I just have this feeling that maybe they will be adjusting the scenes that we encounter as we go down from the top of the structure. I have to think that those will soon become outdated and they will need to do something with those, but that's about the only change I can foresee right now.
Okay, and I hope that answers that question there. 407-278-5939, and we have another caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Leslie from Michigan.
Leslie.
Hey, Leslie.
Well, I wanted to say hi to Deb, too.
Hi, Leslie.
My question is, I was considering buying an annual pass, but I know some people that don't buy until they get down there, but then I've read some places where you could buy it ahead of time, but I want to know, does it get activated the first day you use it, or the day you purchase it, I guess is what I'm saying, because I'd like to be able to use the discount that comes along with purchasing an annual pass.
Well, Len, I'm sure you know I know the answer to this, but I'll let someone else chime in, Len.
No, go ahead, you can.
It's when you first use it. So you could purchase it now and then use it 10 years from now, as a really extreme example, and you'll have a year from that point.
Oh, okay. So if I purchase it now, though, I would have the advantage to say when I'm making reservations and such, say I'm an annual pass holder then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I didn't know if the code were whatever they give you would be.
No, they don't ask for it when you make the reservation.
Oh, they do not.
You just have to present it when you're supposed to, at least, present it when you check in.
Oh, okay. And I just wanted to tell Deb that Tuesday is my absolute favorite day. I look forward to your emails every
Thank
Tuesday.
Thank you so much. Thank
and,
you, Leslie.
You make Tuesdays very much worthwhile.
Thanks very much. We have a huge team that work on the newsletter, and I'll be sure and pass your kudos along to them. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling in. And the other thing, just for that other caller, before we get to the next caller, when you renew your annual pass, it's always going to be on the date you first used it. So you can't renew it and save your renewal for some other time. It's always going to be the date you buy it is your anniversary date when it always will renew.